No, I am not responsible for the events of Earth or even of the government of this place where I live. Truly do you deceive yourself. For if love and goodness prevailed, how then are your world events the way they are, and why have you sent so much evil out into space? No, I am called upon by many other planetary officials of your own solar system, and a variety of other beings having residence in your Milky Way galaxy, to tell you to cease this flagrant abuse of space. Space is protected by galactic law. Please hear that I am not trying to paralyze you with guilt, for the limitation it brings emotionally does not assist you in making forward progress. But I share these facts that you may immediately implement an upgrading of your own behavior and share your concern in outspoken commitment. This is the time to be peace, but also the time to share it, for only by the sharing and multiplication of energy into a beautiful thought will the negative band of blackness in Mother Earth's emotional body be cleansed. You have soiled your dwelling place and must reverse that action. For she, like you, has physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energy layers and is a massive reflection of your input to her. Since you are a cell in her body, be sure your influence is one of deep love, respect, and appreciation for each unique's beautiful thing she nurtures upon her body, upon her surface. Whether you believe it or not, each planet is just as alive as you and is a great being of light and wisdom. You and your scientists must one day accept this truth, for it is your ignorance about life that allows the weaponry used beyond your borders where Earth's subtle bodies, non-physical essence, are violated. No sane people would annoy, aggravate, or injure any part of their mother, the land of their own existence, but this is what you do. Where will you be without her for your sustenance? Beware you grasp these words, dear ones. Your lives depend on it. You must be the caretakers of the Earth, the cooperative protectors of space. For this you were created. Now that I have come to share the truth, will you honor my willingness to ease your confusion by really listening? Will you open your heart and listen with the sole intention to gain a deep clarity of who and what you are? Let us see as I give you this information. The part of your holy book, called the Old Testament, refers to a time of the beginning but gives you no scientific explanation about it. Yet there is a sense in you that there has been a beginning of some kind. That is why the question torments you, for it is as if you feel the answer is there, just a hidden thought away. Hindu teachings are more useful about this than the Jewish and Christian religions. Of course, close your eyes a moment and take several deep breaths before we proceed. Listen carefully. A few may know of these things in a different perspective, but that matters not to anyone with a 24 truly open mind and heart, for there was a beginning, and there is a present opportunity for humanity's advancement in the universe. Upon this opportunity I focus now. How would you explain to a baby that it was created by an omnipotent power of such magnitude that there could be a birth of spirit, or life energy, anytime it chose to visualize what it wanted and then energize this thought with the power of a million suns? I will try not to use mathematical formulas here except to say the number is beyond your calculation and comprehension at this time, but perhaps you glimpse a sense of its magnitude by trying to look at the one sun around which your tiny planet Earth rotates. You did not make the sun you see, nor the stars, luminaries and planetary bodies. But the source did. Ask yourself, if I did not create all that I see of beauty around me on this planet, then who or what did? God did, if that is a word you can grasp with any pure meaning, the creator of all did. It is a force so powerful that your languages cannot describe it. Therefore, sense its tremendous magnitude in your heart and let us go on from there as I invite you into knowledge that few on Earth have heard before. The power of electricity and solar energy and radio and air flight and TV were always there, but you have only recently understood such principles. Is this not true? Then realize how ignorant humanity is and be still within so you can learn further truth. Those who listen will have much revealed in meditation and will acquire great peace of mind, will trust in what lies beyond Earth, and will make an easy journey back along the steps prepared for each soul who chooses to accept the gift already given to humanity. It is through the transformation of your little consciousness into a greater reality and attunement with this great power that you grow and advance upon the earth and within the solar system in which Mother Earth dwells. Within your earthly Bible is the statement that ye must become like little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. That is true merely because children are open to learning, whereas most adult earth dwellers are puffed up with self-importance based upon the fact that your society says they have studied and are therefore knowledgeable. They are the so-called experts of it all. In fact, very few such experts, especially in the areas of what you call science, know much at all. Historians are even harder pressed to fit together pieces of a puzzle that, 25, clearly lack a majority of the pieces. How, then, can such incomplete evidence be examined and explained by those who believe they understand it? How can a geologist explain the face of the Earth with present evidence, except to call it speculation, when many parts of the Earth have gone under water, or under mountain upheavals? Through meditation, the silent secrets can be given and their pieces put together from the basis of where it all began. You can scarcely travel from one destination to another if you lack the understanding of both locations. And that is what your earth faces today in what you call education. You do not know where you have come from nor where you go. The irony of it all is that rather than admit you do not know, the experts continue to parade their half-truths in the name of education and go unchallenged in their judgments. It is wise to ask the experts with what premise they started and how they know they have arrived. Most of all, ask if they have reverence and respect for God. Judgment and the belief you know all about life only ruins you. Give up your own petty understandings and ask for truth to be free. Your so-called scientists do not grasp that your solar system's sun was breathed into its place about 218 billion years ago and that it took nearly 1 million years before it was made habitable by the highly refined light energies of the great beings who run this solar system. These energies, which your language has no words for, are as light furnaces in their creative nature and would dissolve you. Because of the higher vibration and nature of their light, the sun is their natural habitation. Your tiny, frail flesh would die there. That is why I said you had to go through the Christ to know God, for God's power would unintentionally, but immediately, kill your body. Does this make sense? Now in your universe, the 12th, there are 12 different solar systems with a total of 1,900,000, or nearly 2 million planets, busily using the energy of God. Each solar system has its own centralized power source, solar logos, and the individual 12 rays of sound and light spectra not understood on Earth. These rays are great beings of immense power themselves, each representing a particular aspect or facet of God which life in the solar system is to develop and bring into balance. Each of these color streams of energy controls a certain aspect of creativity or influence. Thus, here on Earth, you are on a unique planet, a second ray, 26, planet, and the focus of the rays is especially for love and wisdom. It was for this that planet Earth was created, and it is only this which each soul living on Haya is to perfect. If you will use the ever-flowing rays to strengthen God's purpose in you, the planet will rise into the heavenly realm by natural causes. But if humanity insists on ignoring the rays of love and wisdom or uses its free will in the wrong way, then Earth will have to be cleansed of that negative use of the ray energies one way or another. Which is why I tell you that the separation of loving and unloving souls will soon occur. For as the power of the many spiritual energies assist at this time in bringing the love, wisdom rays into perfection, all those souls who do not flow with its power will be unable to bear the change in their physical and subtle bodies. You are being infused with the rays and the light of God, dear ones, as soul fuel or food, and unless your heart is open to love, you cannot bear the intensity and magnitude of their nature. Only the children of light will know what is happening and be able to utilize the love, wisdom rays properly during the cleansing soon upon you. So use your free will wisely. Since it is impossible for most of you to see energy in its higher vibrations, you are blind to the majesty and power of your universe and the realms who would help you. Only a few clairvoyant people can see what I speak of. These clairvoyants must be treated with respect for their powers, which one day will be the ability of all humanity once again. At the time of the fall, or separation, this loss of true or inner vision occurred. This inability to see the higher vibrations of light causes you much pain, for you look only at the physical in all you do. You do not see that matter is only the end result of a higher power, not the beginning or the main reality. Be willing, then, to acknowledge that you are limited and ask always that the higher forms of subtle life be made manifest to you, so you do not destroy earth and space through this unfortunate ignorance and blindness. Soon the awakened children of light will move ahead into these higher realms, and if you are sincere you will be assisted in that process. Remember in the meantime, however, to acknowledge that you are ignorant, for this ignorance has caused your present blunderings and bumblings on earth and in space. In answer to your questions about who and what you are, then, grasp that you are light and energy, because that, 27, is what God is. Consequently you have always been alive as a spiritual creation. Always. Therefore, at the soul level you are an immense collective mass of energy in identity. You are ageless and eternal. You are vast beyond description, since you were created in the beginning and have temporarily come over the bridge from infinity into your present physical form. In your limited perception here in the third dimension of consciousness you cannot remember this generally, but you contain all the truth you will ever need. And because of your original identity you are capable of unlimited understanding and knowledge about yourself, about this earth you call home, and those so-called invisible or unseen dimensions that are but a thought away. This great spiritual you has existed in many experiences before your present life and, therefore, brings here not only a dynamic drive to learn but also prior training, as it were, to assist you in your current existence in matter. So do not think you are weak and helpless and ignorant. Not when you have this higher spirit or self to feed you, not when you have assistance and truth as you live each day on the planet. Remember always that you have an intrinsic identity as light and energy, but you must acknowledge this identity and then ask for its assistance. That is the key. This wiser you, massive and its abilities, can only keep in touch with you through your recognition and acknowledgement. Seek and you will find is not an idle comment, I assure you. Nor is ask and it will be given. In this current time of awakening, much of each soul's prior underscore experience and glory will be released to love core participants. This is a gift to those who serve the light. Who are you? You are a spiritual reality living in a physical body because it benefits your soul experience to do so. And in the vast mind of God, the source of us all, a plan for many souls to expand in the qualities of love and devotion was offered you. You accepted this opportunity for growth and expansion because that is the nature of God. For by its division into many parts it moves ever outward and achieves greater power and wisdom as it does. God and you are working together for the good of all, stretching farther and farther into distant regions of consciousness and love. An exciting and noble purpose, is it not? So, then, you live on a planet called Earth, which would provide you with the greatest challenge to grow and learn and to realize that your mind is there, 28, is what God is. Consequently you have always been alive as a spiritual creation. Always. Therefore, at the soul level you are an immense collective mass of energy in identity. You are ageless and eternal. You are vast beyond description, since you were created in the beginning and have temporarily come over the bridge from infinity into your present physical form. In your limited perception here in the third dimension of consciousness you cannot remember this generally, but you contain all the truth you will ever need.